Welcome to the Art of Going Your Own Way. Well, I've decided to just record this audio quick for the video that's coming up. So I was going to leave the project a natural leather color. After working on it, I decided to go black. The client didn't care. I told him I'd go natural or black. There's some imperfections in that leather. And during the drying process, putting it black, you're not even going to see it. So, really, maybe I'll do another run. All I'm going to do is polish it up, treat it with some oil, and then you'll see pretty much. I'll do one more quick video on the end to show you what the finished product looks like. Anyways, I hope you enjoy the upcoming video. Been busy. I got another project that I'm going to be working on here, too. It's good. That thing right there is going to make me about $35. Whoop-de-doo. Took me about, overall, spending time on it. It'll take me about 40 minutes to do. Keep coming back to it, going back and forth. 40 minutes of real time and a lot of sitting time. With that said, gentlemen, enjoy the upcoming presentation. Peace. Welcome to the Art of Going Your Own Way. Well, I got a side job to make a holster for a gun. There she is. And the part that I got is I already cut the leather out. Ignore the mess. Right now I'm soaking the leather. And what I'm going to do, that makes that leather pliable. What I'm going to do is I'll wrap this gun in saran wrap and then I'll mold the leather around it and I'm going to make a holster. So come along for the journey. It's not too difficult. I like working with leather. I got a couple of side jobs I'm doing. Somebody wants me to make a bitch seat for their cycle, which I'm working on. But right now, here is the holster. So soon enough, you shall see. Okay, you didn't see me wrap it in cling wrap crap, but that's what I do because I don't want to get the gun wet. Now, if we look, it's been probably 15-20 minutes. That's been soaking, so we're good there. I'm basically going to... Yeah, that water's still hot. Now, as you notice, I've stitched it together in a few places. Yes, don't worry about my dirty fucking laundry room. It is what it is. So, now, this leather is really pliable here. So, what I'm going to do is slide the gun in and start molding it. You'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. Alright, this is a bone tool. It helps you kind of curve around and get the leather kind of bent in to where you need to be. And as you can see, I'm starting to work on the trigger guard area. This part is where it's going to actually do the holding of the gun in. Yeah, you like my laundry soap? You guys have been down here with me before. So it takes a little bit to get this kind of measured out and the way you want it. Sometimes I'll do a flat side on these, but since this is a revolver, I'm doing it a little different. Now, I talked to my client, so to speak, and this is just going to be natural leather color. I'm probably going to put some oils on here to just bring out a nice classic leather shine on it. This is apparently for his mom, and it's going in her purse. So just enough to keep a nice trigger guard on there and to keep it safe. So again, I'll come back at it in a minute. All right, as you can see now, I have a good shape and mold on there. And so with it like that, when you push the gun into the holster, it's gonna click and basically lock into place. So there is this side. And I'm almost ready to let it dry. I'm going to work the other side a little bit, get it to where I like it, and then it's basically got to dry overnight. And then I'll cut it and stitch it in the morning. Then I'll, well,
I'll treat it with oil and a bunch of other shit so it doesn't scratch up the gun when it slides in, but not too difficult to make a holster. And again, this is a purse holster for somebody, so there you go. Well, doesn't it figure that I forgot to record? So I got it all stitched together, I've dyed it, and soon I'm going to be polishing it. So basically, you might see a couple rough edges around there. I'm going to sand that up after I'm done here, make it a little smoother. But right now, the dye's sinking in, and let's see what we got. So I've got it dyed, stitched. Yes, I used the drill there because it makes it a hell of a lot easier to go in and do that. And then, like I said, I'll go ahead and smooth these out a little bit. But there is the purse holster that I made for a guy's grandmother. So, that's just one trick. And then, hey, these right here, never pay to buy new ones again. Just refill them. And how you refill is you flip this thing on its head and then hook up your deal, lay this on the side. You'll hear a lot of hissing coming out of there. Once the hissing's done, turn it off, and guess what? You got a full tank. Beautiful. Anyways, that ends craft time with Tau Gal. Hope you guys have a great day. Oh, and remember, there is an art to going your own way. Learn how to do shit. Fun. Peace. Okay, there it is. All done. Nice little purse holster. Nice and shiny. That's the best I could do on short notice. I wanted to get it done. It's going to do the trick. Looks good. And enjoy your days.
Hey, Joe, where you going with that gun of yours? Hey, Joe, I said, where you going with that gun in your hand? Shoot my old lady, you know I'm gonna mess around with another man. I'm going on to shoot my old lady, you know I'm gonna mess around with another man. And all that he do good. Hey Joe, I said, I heard you shot your lady down, you shut her down. Shut your lady down, just shut her down on the ground.